Hello?
Hello?
You're calling about the Free Psychic Hotline?
No.
What time is it? 6 a.m.? How can I help you?
Oh, yeah, I thought you said you were a bit of a psychic, man.
You're calling from Texas?
Yes, sir.
Well, what'd you like to know?
I thought you said you were gonna give me a psychic, man.
Well, I mean, I will, but you have to have a question to ask me.
I gotta ask you. I thought I had to ask the psychic.
I'm the psychic, but you have to ask me the question.
So you're the psychic. So why you didn't say that in the beginning?
Wait, I see a lot of money in your future.
You say what?
I see a lot of money in your future.
See a lot of money?
Yes. You're going to win the lottery.
This is bullshit, man.
It's gonna be a scratch ticket.
I wonder where I'm gonna get that scratch ticket at.
Looks like a 7-Eleven.
At a 7-Eleven?
It's gonna be called Dollar Tripler. You have to buy a scratch ticket called Dollar Tripler.
Dollar Tripler?
Yes. And if you buy that scratch ticket next Tuesday at 4 p.m. At 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Hey, well, what's 7-Eleven though? Because where I'm at, there ain't that many 7-Elevens. There's nothing but Shells and Valeros.
It seems as it's a 7-Eleven on a one-way street.
7-Eleven on a one-way street. Wow.
You're gonna have to find a 7-Eleven on a one-way street that's near you, and then buy the Dollar Tripler.
Can you tell me more?
It seems like you're going to meet a new woman soon. Who's going to fall in love with you, but you're not going to fall in love with her.
Why, is she ugly?
Is she what?
Is she ugly?
No, she's not ugly at all. She's very beautiful.
What's her name?
Rochelle.
Rochelle? This is bullshit, man.
No, I'm serious.
Man, this is Texas, man. We don't play back there down here, man.
I know you're in Texas. I already told you that. The Lone Star State.
Yeah, you know that because of the area code I called you from.
I don't have caller ID, sir.
How would I know that?
I'm a psychic, but I would not lie.
All right, then. So what's my area code right now?
Your area code right now?
Yeah, well, what for my cell phone? What's the area code on my cell phone?
Well, I think it starts with an 8.
With an 8?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you about my future? Like, am I gonna end up in jail, or do I have a bad future, or what?
It seems to me that if you commit a crime, you're going to end up in jail. You will be caught for the crime. So if you're doing anything illegal right now, I would stop, because you will be caught and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
To the fullest extent.
Though you will have the right to an attorney.
The right to an attorney?
Yes.
All right, can I ask you how much money is that Dollar Tripler?
$60,000, but they're going to take taxes, so you will wind up with
$42,330. Oh, man. I mean, all that information is useless if I don't know what to buy it from. You said send it 7-Eleven.
No, I told you you were going to win the lottery. You have to just go buy the ticket.
Oh, I gotta discover the ticket.
I'm not sure if the ticket is a winner or a loser. It's very hard to explain. Sometimes psychics are like the weather. And sometimes it gets cloudy.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you, what's my name?
You can't ask me your name.
No, I'm saying, I'm asking you, what's my name?
I'm telling you, that's a question that you're not allowed to ask me.
See, what the fuck, man?
Say that again?
Bullshit. This bullshit, brother.
What is?
This headline is bullshit. You a psychic. I'm asking you, what's my name, and you...
Let me ask you, the headline says free psychic hotline, 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
You've called at 6 in the morning, therefore, I'm open 24 hours. I'm not charging you anything, which is free, and I told you the first number of your area code, which was 8. So it sounds to me like that's a 24-hour free psychic hotline.
Okay, so you trying to say if I, like, want a real hotline, I got to pay some money?
Oh, no. I'm just saying I've already fulfilled the requirements.
Let me ask you something, bro.
I gotta tell you, I have to admit, I'm not a very good psychic, but I'm just a psychic.
Okay, I wanna ask you about this person that I tried to kill.
You tried to kill him?
I tried to kill her.
You tried to kill a woman?
Yeah.
What do you want to ask about her?
I want to know if she's plotting a revenge or what's going on with that.
So she knows that you tried to kill her?
Yeah, it was a, how you say it, a failed attempt.
Yeah, I would call it a failed attempt.
Yeah, it was a failed attempt, then.
Were you trying to kill her with your hands?
Yup.
And she escaped?
Yup. Well, she didn't really escape. That hoe had a strong neck, so my arm gave out because I was using my arm. And then before I knew it, I had no more force on my arm, so I had to leave before she caught the cops.
I don't think that she is planning a revenge. In fact, I think that she has forgiven you entirely.
Oh, she has?
Yes. She's no longer interested. She's not interested in exacting any revenge upon you.
Well, what if she were?
What if?
Not at all, at all?
No, not at all.
Well, was she?
No. I mean, at one time maybe she thought about it, but she knows it's not a good idea.
Oh, she knows it's not a good idea, but...
If you were to harm her further, you will get caught and arrested and prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Oh, okay, so if I try to do anything more to her, then I will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Even if it's small, that's what I'm seeing. Like, I see, it looks like there is some trouble with the law, as long as you stay within the confines of the law.
Oh, all right. Well, can you tell me anything more?
I don't see anything else, but you can call back anytime if you'd like.
All right, hold on. Well, I got a question. Can you tell me a talent I'm good at? Something I don't know about?
I think you should look into music.
You think I should look into music?
Yes.
What kind of music?
Well, I'm not sure what kind of music, but I think maybe you could be a really good drummer.
Oh, shit. Are you serious, bro?
I think you should try it out and see if it suits you.
A drummer?
Yes.
That won't pay me no money.
You can get paid playing the drums.
What can you get paid playing the drums? You gotta have, like, you can get paid, but if you're a known artist, you know...
Well, if you're in a band, it doesn't matter. I mean, money shouldn't be your number one concern in life.
I mean, it is, because I never had shit. I ain't never had shit.
Yeah, but it might not truly lead to happiness.
Yeah, I mean, so you saying about this girl named Rochelle, can you tell me how she looks or like, you know?
It seems to me that she's rather short, like 5'4", 5'5". I would consider her...
Not short for a female.
Oh, well, I guess I'll say then she's average height for a female, 5'4", 5'5". And then I will say, she looks to be about 140 pounds.
Okay, is she Mexican, black, white?
She's black. And she dresses really well.
She's black, and she, you think I'm black, huh, bro?
No, I just think that she's black, Rochelle.
What do you think I am?
I don't know. I can't, if one thing that I'm psychic about, I can't pick up on races of the callers.
Oh, well, how do I find
them? I don't know. You're speaking English.
Alright, so you say, well, sure, well, share one, well, where am I going to meet this bitch at? I mean, this girl at?
It sounds like you might meet her at a Valero.
At a Valero?
Gas station?
A gas station?
Yes.
Am I going to go up to her and talk to her?
There's going to be an encounter at the cash register.
An encounter? She's going to talk to me, right?
Something's going to fall onto the ground, and it's going to cause you both to pick it up at the same time. At a Valero.
At a Valero?
Yes.
And then that's when we're going to start talking, right?
Yes, that is correct. You're going to start talking then.
Damn. Alright, bro, so you saying, 7-Eleven, can you tell me, it's kind of like, it's like kind of close to where is it?
No, I can only tell you that it's on a one-way street.
On a one-way street?
Correct.
7-Eleven?
Yes.
Dollar Tripler?
Dollar Tripler.
Dollar Tripler, that's 60,000 bucks.
Well, you're only going to get 42,000.
42 G's?
Because of taxes.
There ain't no 7-Elevens in my city, bro.
Well, you're going to have to find... I mean, I would look into... I said maybe call around, use Google, and call around and see if there's any on one-way streets.
Any one-way streets? All right.
But like I told you, I'm not a good psychic. I'm just a psychic. That's why I'm free. If I were a really good psychic, I would charge money.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of psychic, huh?
Yeah, it's like a buffet. You know, like the food, there's a lot of it, but it's not very good.
Alright, well, how did you know, bro, that you were a psychic? Like...
It was something that was passed down from my grandmother through a ritual in a basement in Ohio.
A ritual?
Yes, there was a ritual involved when I was very young, and she bestowed her psychic powers on me. There were candles.
She bestowed?
There were candles and cats. There was 3 black cats in the basement with us.
How did you know you were little?
I mean, it was explained to me. I was little, I was 9, but I understood what was going on.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, using your own psychic powers, have you been able to, how did you say it? You've been able to use your own powers in your life?
Yes, to an extent.
To an extent? So, have you ever won the lottery, a ticket, or anything like that?
I'm not interested in money. That's why my psychic hotline is free. Money doesn't concern me.
Money don't concern you?
No. In fact, I don't like it.
You don't like money?
No.
So that means you gotta be coming from like a wealthy family or something.
No, I come from a very poor family. My mother and I didn't have very much growing up. She used to make tomato soup out of ketchup and water.
How old are you, bro?
37. I just turned 37 4 days ago.
Oh, you're 37. Have you ever been to jail?
No, I've never been to jail.
Never been to jail?
No, but I've been arrested twice.
For what?
Credit card fraud and prank calling.
You get arrested for prank calling?
Yeah.
How can you get caught prank calling, bro?
Well, I think after a while it turns into harassment.
Oh, after a while? Who the fuck were you prank calling, man?
It was a school teacher in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, that's where you from?
Yes.
That where you stay at?
No, I'm in Seattle right now.
You in Seattle, so you travel?
Well, I moved to Seattle.
Oh, you moved to Seattle?
Yes.
Alright. Oh, let me ask you another psychic question, bro. I want to know if, man, I just want to know if, you believe in God, bro?
I don't think so.
You don't believe in God?
I would say that I don't believe in God.
So you don't believe in God?
I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about religion.
About religion?
Yes.
Bro, have you ever played with a Ouija board?
I have played with a Ouija board.
Does it move for real?
I don't think it moves for real. I think someone's pushing it.
So you have played it, right?
I have played with Ouija boards, yes.
Well, how many people?
Two. I mean, me and one other person.
And how many times did you play with
it? I'm sure I've played with Ouija boards dozens and dozens of times.
And did anything move, a chair move, or anything?
Nothing moved, no.
Oh, nothing moved?
No. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, I played the Ouija board, and I was with my homeboy, and this shit started moving. And I told my homeboy, like, man, you moving it. And he was like, nah. And you moving it. So then I asked the Ouija board, I said, is this really a ghost in here? Because my mom has a plant in the room. And I told the girl, I said, if there really is a ghost, I want you to move that leaf or that plant. And I stared at the plant, bro. And I stared at it for like 10 seconds until like the leaf on the very tip, like it looked like somebody touched it. It started going up and down. It started moving. So then at that very moment, bro, I started believing in God, bro.
You think that God is in the Ouija board?
Nah, not the Ouija board, bro, but in my mind, bro, if evil exists, then God has to exist. Because I used to just think that there was no ghosts, no supernatural forces, but if that leaf moved by itself, and I asked it twice, I told the Ouija board to move the leaf again, and it started moving again, then there got to be something that's unknown that can't be explained to us, you know?
There has to
be an unnatural and another world or something that we don't understand, because me and you, we're just human beings, bro.
There's certainly a possibility of some validity in what you're speaking about.
Of some of what?
It's certainly possible that what you're saying is true.
Yeah, because all I'm saying, bro, is me and you, we're human beings. And everything in this world and everything that we live in is not meant for us to understand, because we're nothing but human beings. We're little, you know?
So I would agree with you, yes.
Yeah, but I don't know, bro. You got to tell me where the lotto ticket is at.
I can't tell you exactly where it's at. I wouldn't concern yourself with a lottery ticket. I would concern yourself with staying out of jail.
Staying out of jail? Why? Because it seems like I can be able to get in there quick.
It seems to me like there's a possibility that there could be some jail time if you do something wrong.
Jail time?
Just try to stay out of trouble. But what I'm telling you is that you're assured if you commit a crime, you're going to get caught and you're going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Okay. Can I ask you when will I probably see my father again?
I don't know. I can't tell. I don't. I have to go. I'm only psychic for a little bit of time, and I'm no longer psychic.
All right, bro.
Have a good night.
All right, bro.
Bye-bye. Hello?